Hey there, this is Steph from StephFuggio.com with another episode of Geopat's Language. So this episode was published last month during NAPODPOMO, National Podcast Posting Month. Every day that month, crazy podcasters like myself posted a podcast episode. But since the Geopat's NAPODPOMO feed only really has new content once a year in November, I wanted to add the episodes that related to this podcast on here so you can get them easily. I will tell you what we did exactly during the month of November in just a second, but let me mention one more quick thing for you. During the month of November, we also had a fundraising event where I was aiming for 30 coffees in 30 days from buymeacoffee.com/geopats. We reached 23 out of 30 coffees, which I am very happy with considering that we started about 8 days into the month. If you enjoy, what I'm asking you is if you enjoy any or all of our episodes, to please feel free to go to buymeacoffee.com/geopats, don't forget the S, and buy me a coffee. That would be fantastic. Okay, so what did we do in November? I was moving countries from Germany to Albania while I was organizing this just before November. So I asked my guests to help me out, previous guests of all of the podcasts, and I sent out a list of quick questions, and I asked them to do two things. One was to reflect back on their original episode or conversation with me, and two was to update us on their life since that interview. Now, some of these interviews are from 2 and 3 years ago, so there's quite a bit of updates that happened, and it was really, really interesting and moving to hear some of the things that they've been up to and so on. Now, I intentionally didn't focus too much on COVID most of the month, but I did devote an entire episode to how has COVID affected your life later on in the month. And I'm not going to add that to this feed because I don't think that's necessarily content related. But I will put the link to that in the show notes in case you want to hop over to the NAPODPOMO feed and have a listen to that one. That is all. If you would like to comment on any of this, my handle is StephFuccio. That is my Twitter, my Instagram, my email address, and my website. So you have everything you need to send me any message anytime you want to communicate. And I'll be back with new episodes in January. And in February, we'll start with the Albanian episodes and so on and so forth. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this and any and all of our episodes. I really, really, truly appreciate you being here. Whatever you celebrate at this time of the year, even if it's just that the year's over, like I'm celebrating, I really, really hope you stay safe and sane and find a little bit of joy in something that's happening right now. It's been a crazy year. It's been a crazy year, but we did it. We're almost to the end, and who knows what 2021 is going to bring for us. All right, here we go.
Welcome to the Geopats Podcast Network. This is a special NAPODPOMO, National Podcasting Posting Month, episode. This month, previous guests on the various Geopats podcasts are checking back in with a twist. My name is Matthew Boyle. You may know me from language card games. I'm taking over the airwaves today. The revolution will not be televised. Stephanie was kind enough to have me on the 11th episode of the Geopats Language Podcast to discuss my journey as a language learner and my company's language learning games. That was almost 2 years ago, and a lot has changed since then, which we'll get into in this episode. But one thing didn't change, or rather, it just got better. And that is my friendship with Stephanie. We have continued to stay in tune with what the other is doing and support each other online, and thus I'm so delighted to be featured as a part of her podcast again. Now I have a question for you. Yes, you, the listener. Have you ever been sitting alone in your bedroom, or maybe in your office, pondering if you're really doing what you're supposed to be doing with your life and your talents? Have you ever answered honestly, no? Pivoted and boldly pursued what you think you should be doing? That's precisely the path I'm on, and I'm currently only worried that I haven't been bold enough during the past few years, so I'm seeking ways to be even more brave and even more creative with what I can do, and I'd like to talk to you about that today. Many of you listening are probably on a special language learning journey that is unlike anyone else's, and I believe you can tap into that in order to share valuable ideas with others and inspire others. Because nobody learns or commands languages in the same exact way as someone else, nor should they. In fact, if you become a mindless language learning automaton, I would argue you become more useless to your social circles, even though you could potentially communicate very well. So what am I getting at here? Your decision to wholeheartedly pursue language learning in your own unique way can transform your life in ways you could never even imagine from where you are right now. But you need to commit to that decision. Let me give you an example. Just a few months ago, in the summer of this year, 2020, I decided to launch a new company called Legendary Language Learner. Now, as Stephanie will be sure to tell you, rebranding, reorganizing, or pursuing new business directions is stressful and fraught with peril. We too have wondered how to keep our friends and followers on board with us and not confused. But I decided to go through that apprehensiveness standing in my way because I knew I had something more special inside to deliver. And you can do the same. Don't let your inner critic decide your life for you. Because as positive psychologist Heidi Grant Halverson has found, your story about your potential determines whether you live your potential. Let me say that again. Your story about your potential determines whether you live your potential. As for me, I never used to believe in my potential as a language learner until I finally had some successful classroom experiences in university and until I tasted effective, real-world use of a second language after moving to China. I never used to believe in my potential to start a small business around language learning until people like Stephanie encouraged me through those self-conscious early stages and collaborated with me. But my point is this, I never would have gotten anywhere if I hadn't gotten out of the bleachers and into the game. You have to lead with your heart at least a little bit more than with your head and follow that conscience that's urging you, that's telling you that there's more out there for you to give and to receive. Personally, I think that learning languages is nothing short of magical. It led me to cement friendships I wouldn't have had elsewise. It led me to forge an unbreakable bond with my Chinese girlfriend, who is now my wife. It led me to set out on a new mission as a langpreneur. And perhaps most importantly of all, it has given me another way to see the world. You really will acquire a different set of lenses with which to see the world if you pursue languages. But the really cool thing is that those lenses will be crafted by you and how you choose to study and how you choose to interact with others. And you can also share your specially crafted lenses with others so they can look through them. That is why I'm emphasizing for you here that you need to honor your own language learning journey. This is how you will inevitably become a legend. So my goal now, if you can't sense it already, is to help people make lucky rather than leave them to hope that they get lucky with foreign languages. I want to help people make their language learning dreams come true every day with their friends and families. I'm going to do that with language card games, yes, as I've done for years. But I'm also planning to produce some magazines, if not books or comic books, and do some videos and coaching programs as well. In fact, I would like to read you a passage from the first magazine I have ever produced, called The Legendary Language Learner's Spellbook. And I'll read it to you at the end because I want to tackle some of Stephanie's more pragmatic questions now and give you some updates. So I'm still living in the countryside, a couple hours north of Guangzhou City, in Guangdong Province, in South China. I've been in China since 2011, and I've lived in several places, but this is now the place where I've lived the longest. One of the things that keeps me here is the fascinating array of actively used languages. Stephanie and I talked a lot about what it is like to learn Chinese in our original podcast, the 11th episode of the GeoPats Language Podcast. So I do highly recommend you go back and check that out. It was a wide-ranging interview. Listening to it again recently, I was moved by its scope. Stephanie asked a lot of great questions. And at the time, I was so focused on trying to answer the questions well that I didn't realize how amazing a job she was doing of interviewing me. I got to pay more attention to how she was guiding, shaping, and probing during the course of that interview this time, when I listened to it again. And I noticed she made the interview like a garden, so many different topics and points to appreciate all in one place. Somehow it all fits together like a tapestry. I haven't really changed my mind on anything since then. I've only become more certain on a lot of the things I said. I do wish I would have spoken with even more conviction and encouragement for the people listening. Maybe I talked too much about my accomplishments and not enough about what others can do to learn languages, but hopefully I can remedy that within this episode. If I could speak to my former self, this is a great question coming from Stephanie. Thank you, Stephanie. If I could speak to my former self, I would say, in what ways can you be even more creative and more bold and more action-oriented with your language learning starting today? And I would say that because I've realized that anything I have achieved with my language learning came because I struck out. I went outside of my comfort zone. I started a conversation. I asked for some help. I asked for an opportunity. I shared some of my tips and solutions with others. And then the world around me responded. You will rarely, if ever, get handed your language learning results. Your language learning results are not going to fall into your lap. You're never going to get another chance to learn that language unless you take a chance or make a chance today. You have to have that mindset. So that's the question I would ask of myself, a somewhat loaded question which insinuates what I should be doing. What creative action can you take today with your language learning? Another conclusion I have after listening to that original podcast is that everyone should try to be interviewed and be an interviewer at least once in their lifetime, but preferably more. Hopefully you could go on a language learning interview or podcast. I think both Stephanie and I have had the chance to fulfill these roles in our lives, and it is so memorable, even life-changing, because an amazing interviewer can draw things out of you that you never quite knew about yourself, and they can also compel you to arrange your thinking in a way that's going to make sense to a larger audience. Both of those things are incalculably valuable to your metacognition and self-growth. So I hope what I've had to say has been of use and interest to you so far. And now, as I promised, I'd like to read you one page from the legendary Language Learner's Spellbook. This is a magazine that I put out there. It's available now in electronic or printed form at legendarylanguagelearner.com. It's my first publication, and it won't be the last. Hear now from the passage entitled The Blood Sport of Language Learning. The Blood Sport of Language Learning. There's no doubt about it. Language learning at the highest levels can be brutal. At times, you will be frustrated. At times, you will make mistakes. At times, you will be laughed at or discouraged, which forces you into a retreat. Yet, you should never give up. These are your battle scars. Wear them proudly, and repeat the stirring call of the legendary language learner. Death before monolingualism. If you are unwilling to go to the crumbling cliffside of what you know and are capable of doing, this epic adventure is not for you. Stand back from that jagged edge and take in what view you can get from the sidelines. Rest assured, however, that we legendary language learners will be fixing our rappel lines and plunging into infinite opportunity with or without you. We will return with something magnificent, or we will not return at all. Either way, stories will be passed down through the ages about our bravery in the face of danger and ridicule. You can be an unforgettable character in this incredible tome we are writing every day, but only if you'll commit yourself to do so and never look back. I'm Matthew Boyle. Thank you for listening.